Constitutional Showdown, Alleged Election Subversion and the Crisis of Sovereignty. Scripture warns that when nations abandon truth, judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, Isaiah chapter 59 verse 14. America now faces a moment that tests not only our politics but our covenant with God Himself. Our Constitutional Showdown series calls believers to defend America's founding truth, where faith, law, and liberty stand against courts that twist the framers' intent. A former CIA officer's alarming allegations. In an interview now circulating widely online, former CIA station chief Gary Burnchin describes what he claims is an international effort to subvert America's elections through Venezuelan criminal networks, cartel financing, and compromised technology systems. These are serious allegations, not verified findings, but if even partially true, they raise constitutional issues of the highest order. Burnchin, a veteran of post-9/11 counterterrorism operations, asserts that evidence links elements of the Maduro regime, transnational cartels, and election technology intermediaries to a broader, hybrid war against the United States. According to his account, these networks have penetrated financial, political, and even intelligence structures, undermining both national security and the people's consent to be governed. For believers who see government as ordained by God to reward good and restrain evil, Romans chapter 13, these claims strike at the moral heart of self-government. Truth in elections is not merely procedural, it's covenantal. A stolen or manipulated vote is an assault on both the Constitution and the moral order established by God. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Watch the interview. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=vdzekowalg. If true, the implications are grave. If Burnchin's statements prove accurate, the United States would be confronting an act of foreign-backed treason, not simply corruption or negligence. The Constitution charges the federal government to protect each state against invasion, Article 4, Section 4. Subversion through digital or cartel channels would constitute a new form of invasion, one waged not with armies but with algorithms, trafficking routes, and laundered money. The alleged coordination among hostile regimes would also test the integrity of our own institutions. Burnchin contends that some U.S. officials were aware of, or willfully blind to, foreign interference. If that were ever proven, it would represent a betrayal of oath and office on a historic scale. Constitutional sovereignty under assault. At stake is more than an election year, it's the sovereignty of we the people. The founders built safeguards precisely for moments like this: transparent elections, decentralized control, and accountability to state legislatures. When those safeguards are bypassed through unsecured mail-in systems, unsupervised drop boxes, or privately funded counting operations, the rule of law itself begins to erode. America must return to verifiable, auditable, paper-based voting, limited absentee ballots, and strict chain of custody enforcement. These are not partisan talking points, they are constitutional protections ensuring that every lawful vote counts and every unlawful vote does not. For related context, see our resource on constitutional enforcement and judicial integrity. A moral and spiritual reckoning. Scripture warns that when nations tolerate deceit, truth has fallen in the street, Isaiah chapter 59 verse 14. Whether or not every claim in this interview proves accurate, the spiritual diagnosis is clear. Our culture has grown comfortable with deception. The crisis before us is not only political, it is moral. Integrity in government flows from integrity in the heart. As citizens of both heaven and this republic, we must demand light over darkness, law over lawlessness, and courage over compromise. Paper ballots alone will not save a nation, but repentance and truth can. Call to vigilance and prayer. The Virginia Christian Alliance calls believers to pray, to speak truth wisely, and to engage peacefully in the restoration of constitutional order. The future of liberty depends on citizens who fear God more than men. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34. Explore prior analyses in our Constitutional Showdown archive. Constitutional Showdown, examining the legal and moral battles testing America's covenantal foundations. Copyright 2025 Jeff Bayard. All rights reserved.